and the river region.
Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Jordan Kleber. Let's reset the show here for folks just joining us. Questions of the day.
Yeah, so our first question that we threw out there for today was Pelicans fans. After the Blazers win against the Rockets, 110-102 last night, how confident are you that the Pels can clinch the eighth seed? And then the other responses that we just put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Saints fans. What should we call the bubble hotel the Saints are staying in for training camp? You, Gus, thinks it should be called the Hotel de Lee.
Yep, Hotel de Lee.
We have some responses on Twitter.
Do we? Have some already, huh?
Mark, Saint Elsewhere.
I like that.
Partially resemble a sterile medical facility with all the precautions in place.
I like that, Saint Elsewhere. That's good. It's good.
Flights, no feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Anything but the Greenbrier.
Here we go again. So many people convinced the Greenbrier was a bit of a jinx for your New Orleans Saints. Anything but the Greenbrier, huh? I like that. St. Elsewhere is good. I like Hotel de Lee with St. Elsewhere is pretty good. You still haven't come up with anything, have you? Incredible. Yeah, here's head coach Sean Payton. Spoke with
what's cutting sound? What are you talking about?
I mean, come on. How long does it take you to come up with a name for a hotel?
Make it good.
A single name for a hotel. You got nothing for me. Unbelievable. Coach was asked the reception from players so far has been.
It's been good. You know, I think we'll have a good majority of that group of 170, and I'm sure there'll be a handful of players that, you know, people that won't be, and yet that's fine. But we've already improved our chances. If we can take that number 170 down to 25, then we've certainly helped ourselves, right?
Sean Payton asking players to be smart when it comes to time away from the facility. Remember, we talked a little bit about Craig Robertson over the weekend and saying a part of his leadership he felt was to kind of let the younger players know, hey, keep in mind, you go out there and, you know, shenanigans or put yourself at higher risk than others, and you have to miss time, you're only hurting yourself more than anything else. Sean, though.
I'm assuming it goes without saying, you know, the bars or restaurant. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about 170 stories just going home. You know, you guys all have a different story going home. And so whether maybe you live alone, maybe you live with a spouse, three kids, maybe two kids. But each day, there are multipliers there. Do the math. And so we're certainly trying to be smart and limit our outside contact. But when you're not operating in a clean bubble like the NHL or NBA or even in Australia, I think their rugby, Australian rules football, they're working from a bubble. When you're not in one of those bubbles, then you're going to have positive tests. I don't care all the tracing and all the social distancing and all the beepers you wear or everything that we have in place in the building. You're playing tackle football. You're lockering next to each other, and you just have to understand. Hey, there's going to be a certain amount of positive tests. I think we're fooling ourselves if we think that's not the case. And so I listened to Doug Marrone the other day. They had six players test positive. The first four questions were, you know, was Doug following the protocol? Was Jacksonville? Yeah, sure he was. But this plan is got, there's a ton of things that are still at large relative to what to expect. And so how do we improve on that? How do we make the numbers kind of work in our favor?
So how did Hotel de Lee or St. Elsewhere, you still haven't come up with anything?
Not yet.
Fantastic.
Not yet.
At any time during the show, we end at 3. Some point before 3 o'clock, you can feel free to contribute. Anyway, who came up with the idea of the hotel?
Well, look, I can't speak for the other teams. You know, it was really just looking at the percentages, all right? And if there's 80 players and then another, call it 90 or 95 people, coaching, training, equipment, total number of people in your first or second tier, let's call it 170. So basically every day, those 170 go home and then come back the next day. So you have 170 stories each day. And so you might be, like we were to start, pretty much clean by our players, and yet every day is a new day. And you take that and you times it by seven. And then you take that and times it, you know, by 4 weeks in a month, and then do the season. And look, statistically speaking, you know, there are going to be, so it's really about trying to reduce the possible exposures, not eliminate, because like I said, it's not mandatory. And certainly, you know, people that are staying at the hotel at some point might have a chance to see their family, their kids, and all of that. But you're just trying to reduce those numbers. And I think that can just help your team then. And I use this example with the players. I said, what do you think is going to happen to the teams that make the postseason this year? Like, I would tell you, I think there'll be less positive tests during the postseason around the league, because teams will at some point say, you know what, this is too important at this time of the year. And so be hard-pressed for me to see anyone testing positive before the championship weekend or the Super Bowl weekend. They'll begin to quarantine themselves or find a way to be smart about that. So it's just trying to look outside or think outside the box.
That's interesting, isn't it? Sean Payton, he's already thinking, and he's essentially feeling that if you're a postseason team, you're going to go into a bubble. Now, you heard him say right now it's not mandatory, but the way he was speaking makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Makes a lot of sense. If you're 2-3 weeks from the end of the season, you're a playoff team, you watch this go back into it. Who's the idea, by the way, behind the hotel?
Well, look, it was me and Mickey talking about how can we take the protocol given to us by the league and then further improve on it? Because, look, clearly we've got a grasp now of 8 days or 9 days in, right? You guys would agree. We've seen the first 9 days. Well, the next 9 days are probably going to be similar to the past nine. And the next nine, you know, in other words, you guys don't see it. And so I don't know what the total headcount is, but that's kind of, I think, going to be what we can expect throughout the year. And then there's a little bit of luck involved there. And you know, we've seen a couple head coaches or a head coach and various players. And so, you know, how do we reduce our chances of being one of those people? But Mickey and I have been talking about it and really looking at ways to be a little bit better, than just the norm, because I think if we just go along with the standard, here it is, then you're going to have what you've had the last few weeks, and then there's a randomness to, just because you're clean as a team heading into your second week, shoot, 11 guys can be the next week or the next week, and I just there's too much at stake, especially for the players.
So Sean Payton again. He and Mickey Loomis trying to come up with, again, it just makes so much sense. I can't believe other teams in the NFL aren't following this, or won't be soon, perhaps. Sean was asked, is this hotel bubble per se, only for training camp? I think you kind of already heard in some previous clips here when he's referring, Jordan, to the postseason of the Super Bowl, that you would be bubbling yourself.
What we're doing right now leads us all the way through to training camp. And then now that's a month away before the start of the regular season, a little bit past that. And look, that's a long time relative to a pandemic. You know, hopefully there's more things by that time we can do. But this is something that we're doing during training camp, and hopefully it can help us reduce our numbers.
There you go. What are you grinning about over there? Just because you were able to?
No, I've come up with a name.
No, you haven't. You
Dome Side Hotel.
There we go. You've used a computer generator, name generator program. Give me another one.
Florida Leelands.
No, Florida Leelands.
Oh.
Florida Leelands? No. Florida Leelands.
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 Hmm.
Okay.
Black and Gold Court.
Mm-hmm.
Dome Ways.
Mm-hmm.
Dome View.
Mm-hmm. Excellent work there, Jordan. Could come up with one yourself?
I took not some even. Work. I had to plug in some names and different key phrases.
You saw earlier today, Tre'Davious White, the Bills, still thinking about whether or not he will opt in or out to play on the season. Sean, on his team so far reporting.
Yeah, look, we're in the early parts of it, but we're basically lifting and running. We're in meetings. And then in the afternoon, we're having a walkthrough. The installation. So, yeah, guys are moving around well. They're doing a lot of running. And, you know, it's a little different than just putting them flat out through that, you know, that conditioning test and then kind of coming back with an idea. So we're trying to build up, be smart, and yet, you know, I think overall the logistics have worked. We're handling that well. We'll continue to do that here for the better part of this week into next week and then transition into, you know, more of a conventional practice.
He was asked specifically, Coach Payton, if anyone in the organization has opted out.
As far as I know, yeah. Look, we don't have a union, and I don't even know, you know, that would be handled team by team. But, yeah, there hadn't been anybody that has decided to sit out up till this point.
Now, Jordan, I'd seen some reports that a couple of players, especially I think LSU was trying to do some the splash shields, and some mm-hmm. players were complaining it was, you know, it was hot and tough in there. Coach Payton was asked if his players are going to try or have tried the splash shield.
Yeah, it's available, and I think the jury's still out on some of that. You know, when you breathe, there's still a big ventilative hole right there. So, you know, like anything else. I'm a little skeptical relative to not the full mask that we wear or a full plastic, but when it comes to playing football and trying to breathe, and then, you know, so, look, that's an option that's available. I'm anxious to see any studies that we've been able to or see some experts' opinions on it, but it's available. Yeah.
Sean was being very political there.
I've come up with a new one.
I'm sorry. We interrupt this program for finally a name. Let's say I came up with a Florida Hotel de Lee for me, right? And then what was the other one that we really liked so far?
Peyton's Penthouse is what I've come up with.
Peyton's Penthouse is what you've come up with, huh? Mm-hmm. All on your own.
All on my own.
Why are you grinning like that?
Oh, no, nothing.
No. All on your own. Came up with it, huh?
Thank you, Chip.
I'm sorry?
What?
Who's that? Unbelievable. Here's something else. By the way, Sean was asked, this has been a whole big old distraction to you.
Well, look, we're in the early portion of training camp. And I mean, we're in walkthroughs and meetings. Yeah, we're definitely getting our installations taught. And we're having that opportunity on the field to cover what we've coached. But I think to your question, which is a good question, the ability to focus for each team this year is going to be important relative to the outside. And I don't use the word noise, but the outside things that can pull your focus away from the game. And so, it's not until next week that we really get into, you know, really more of a practice setting. But I do think that, I think the early week and a half here, has been certainly, the emphasis on protocols and what we are doing has been much different than normal. But as we, like anything else, as you continue to get used to that, you know, I think that focus then begins to diminish a little bit and shift towards the key objective. Yeah, the mornings are different for everyone. You know, you pull up, you head to the testing station, you get your temperature taken, you get your swab test done, you step out, then you go in and you get your tracer, you put it around your wrist, and after 12 hours, if you're still at the building, they replace it because, you know, it runs out of battery life. And so some of the glitches that we're working through that I'm sure every teams are working through. Hopefully we can clean up and but eventually you're at work.
Sounds like a lot you got to do, right? But you got to get it done in order to, I guess, have football this fall. And as Sean Payton said earlier in the week and said to Peter King, show must go on. That's what the league wants it to be about. So we'll step aside. We'll hear more from head coach Sean Payton coming up here in about a half hour, which he talks about DeMario Davis, Drew Brees working on that arm strength. His thoughts on Jameis Winston. Had some things to say about that here as well. We'll do that at 1:45 up next, though. Voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini. Let's see what he has to say for Mr. Jinx in front of me. When we come back here as well. Hour 2 is brought to you by Vinny's. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie, the corner of 18th and Ridgelake. No show tomorrow because the Pels will be playing right now in 24 hours. But you could absolutely go there, have a little lunch, and watch the game on one of the many TVs in there as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco, batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabert at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Welcome back. It is our number two, the Sports Hangover, brought to you by Vinny's. In 24 hours, hopefully, we'll be hearing something, around the lines of this, perhaps.
Favors above the left elbow, get it between the circles to BI. Gets a pick from Fave, spot up for three straight away.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
Pretty. That's
I like
pretty.
That.
That's pretty as Ali.
Pretty as Ali and the Yeah Baby here or there. The individual that called that play, of course, is the Graf. Todd Graffanini, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. At NT Graf over on social media. Todd, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic, Gus. Just another day closer to yet another game. So we're in a pattern now. We've had this is the only time in the bubble we're going to have 2 days off. So it's pretty much been every other day. And then, of course, we're going to have a back-to-back start tomorrow. So, I mean, we're really into this thing. And then, of course, next week it's all going to be over. So it is really crunch time.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow is the last game, which is nuts when you think about it. In the meantime, Todd, we've talked with a bunch of different folks that cover the team, and I want to get to some of those topics, but I want to get your thoughts because we didn't after the win, 109-99. One of the things I brought up that I thought was key, and you and I talked about it the day of the game, was a good start to get some confidence in this team to get going, and more importantly, not have tired legs moving forward. Lonzo Ball only made two shots in the game, but his first shot he made was the first shot for the Pels to put them on the scoreboard. And as silly as it sounds, it seemed like a big shot at that time, even though it's the first shot of the game for them. Am I looking too much into that?
I don't think you are. And we discussed that also in the pregame, Gus, before. And look, Lonzo had been struggling with a shot since the restart. I mean, this was a 39% shooter from beyond the arc, and he wasn't anywhere near those averages in the first two games. So not only did it help the team, Gus, but that's a confidence builder for him. And so I thought it was twofold as far as how big that shot was. And then as the first quarter went on and midway through the first quarter, you built up a 10-point lead, and we're looking at each other going, all right, this is what we're talking about here, getting a fast start and just taking some of the pressure off the team. Because as we saw early on, you had Memphis in lockdown on defense other than Jaren Jackson, who was getting inside. But I mean, Ja Morant couldn't do anything, and I know JD talked about that yesterday. Jrue Holiday just, I mean, he is living rent-free in Ja Morant's head right now. And, you know, that's a good thing if you're a Pelicans fan, because that is one outstanding player. But as the game just continued, he just started to press and press and press. And then he wasn't even making wide open shots. So, the other thing in the game that I thought went a lot unnoticed, was the fact that we were able to get inside on Memphis and get to the foul line.
Yeah.
I mean, Dylan Brooks fouled out with about 6 minutes left. Valanciunas fouled out.
Yeah.
In the game. So the Pelicans got to the line a bunch, but you can't make 62% of your free throws when you're getting to the line 40 times. That game would not even have been in the vicinity close if the Pelicans would have made their free throws. So the game plan was good. It was executed. Of course, B.I. and Zion down the stretch, a very nice combo. And it gets you a win, and that's the key. So you move on, and you got another big one tomorrow.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I want to get into what we were doing yesterday, and that was scoreboard watching. And in that Dallas-Sacramento game, Todd, I talked about it at halftime, and I went to the one stat that just was like a neon sign in the dark of night, man. That was free throws. Dallas went to the line 50 times against Sacramento, made 39 in a game they won by four because Sacramento was shooting lights out. So that's how important free throws were for them. Sacramento, they're going to live on the outside tomorrow. They only went to the line 12 times. They were 8 of 12. Have you seen that big a disparity? 50 for Dallas and 12 by Sacramento?
That's a bunch. I mean, it really is. And look, I'll be honest with you. I watched that entire game, and if I was Sacramento or one of their fans, I'd have been throwing up after that game, because there is no way Dallas should have won that game. Sacramento, and I'm going to give them credit, and we were texting during the game because you were still on the air. Sacramento played that first half like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals. I mean, they were absolutely flying around, and they pretty much overwhelmed Dallas in the first quarter. They scored 37 points in the first quarter, did Sacramento. But I got to give you credit, Gus. You thought that they would wear down at the end. And look, Sacramento only scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And a lot of that had to do with tired legs. Mm-hmm. But they got a lot of help from Dallas. Now, I will give you this one. You did say, well, the averages are going to even up. and Dallas is going to start making threes. No, actually, they got worse. At one point, I mean, and I was throwing things. Dallas at one point was 7 for 39
wow.
from shooting threes. I mean, they could not, and me, you, and Jordan could have gone out there mm-hmm. and knocked more threes down. Yeah, so,
9 of 41, by the way.
No,
they,
I mean,
they attempted
brutal.
41 and made
Absolutely.
9.
I mean, it was Clang City. So, again, I would be sick if I was Sacramento. And they still had a chance to win it at the end. And Bogdan Bogdanovic missed a three at the buzzer that would have won the game. And, you know, that's one of the things that's going to scare me about tomorrow is Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's a really good player, was 1 for 15 from the floor last night or yesterday afternoon. And he is not that poor of a shooter.
Right.
Now, the only three he did make was after Jordan texted me,
there
it's go. Over.
There it is.
So,
my mic's turned down. I need to defend myself.
So when, mm-hmm. when, well, you can defend yourself all you want, but when, but after I got the it's over text with 18 seconds to go,
what happened?
I saw miracle threes.
They were up by six.
Take place. They were up by six right yep. up until you said it was over.
And what happened?
And that Bogdanovic shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. He could sit there with a rack of with a rack of basketballs and not make the shot that he did at the end of that overtime that cut it to two.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it to two, and Dallas had to make two free throws to clinch the game. But I'm telling you, Bogdanovic, I still don't know how he made it, and he was 0 for 14 before that shot. So Jordan, you're never gonna learn.
You never gonna learn.
Y'all don't
like. Just like
y'all don't
just like your partner there, y'all will never ever ever learn.
I didn't know the game.
I guess I'm just gonna have to deal with it.
I thought the game was over because I was watching NBA TV and I was working out while I was watching NBA TV,
mm-hmm.
and they were showing.
It's
all,
called look. They were in the right hand bottom corner, Jordan. Usually, there's a score and it says 0.00 on the clock.
Yeah.
Final.
Yeah.
Or it just says final.
Yeah.
If the game's over,
mm-hmm.
pretty obvious that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Before you texted, it's over.
Unbelievable.
Because I was watching the game with 18 seconds.
Well, I was wrong.
But anyway, I digress.
Yes. Look, one of the things I talked with Will Guillory earlier in the show, Todd, is you look at where we are right now, and it with just 5 games left for everyone, Portland really resembles one of those teams in baseball, right? Towards October that you don't want to play, that's getting hot. Things are clicking together. Melo's playing like, you know, Melo in Syracuse.
Skinny Melo.
Yeah. And, look, they look dangerous. Right now, it feels like them 8, Pels 9. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. But when you look at where you got to go, if you're New Orleans, just take care of your business. I mean, that schedule, it's I would say, favorable. But look, on the court, stepping on the court, you have a shot with all of those teams. Spurs look to be on paper the toughest. But if you just go out there and play your game, we'll see where the schedule, I mean, where the standings are later. I think you go out there and take care of your stuff.
I agree. Now, look, you're going to scoreboard watch. That's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be watching this game in, what, 1 minute?
Yep.
Coming up with Utah and Memphis. It's really unfortunate what happened to Jaren Jackson Jr., but, you know, that's part of it. You know, Memphis, they're in trouble. Because that guy was carrying them in the first couple of games. And he actually started pretty slow against the Pelicans, but you saw what he did in the fourth quarter. He started to heat up.
Yeah.
And that's what he was capable of. That's not going to be an option for them anymore. So you would have to look to Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks to try to take over as far as Memphis scoring. But Memphis is leaking oil badly right now, Gus. And, you know, I knew Portland was going to be a problem before this thing even started. Because I knew they were going to be a problem to the Pelicans, number one, because they had the tie break.
Yeah.
And the Pelicans were not going to play them head-to-head. And now they're perfectly healthy, and they're utilizing their bigs. And, you know, and the thing about last night, if Houston would have done anything from the field, they would have won the game. But I went to bed in the second quarter because I knew that Houston wasn't going to win that game. Because what they do is shoot 53s, which they did last night. They mm-hmm. shot 53 threes. They made 38% of them, which is not very good.
Yeah.
And when I went to sleep, Westbrook had missed his third layup. Now, if Westbrook and Harden are missing layups, then it's time to go to bed because Houston is not winning that basketball game. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on with Robert Covington, Somebody needs to check his locker if he bet on Portland last night, because he kept shooting threes and he kept bricking threes and he was 2 for 11.
Right.
So thanks, Robert Covington, for nothing. Anyway, I'm not bitter.
Well, we're looking at Utah coming up here, hopefully. Go Utah as they take on Memphis. And in tonight, Nuggets and the Spurs. Todd, I look at it like this as we wrap up with you. I think the first four games, and you've mentioned it to me privately and publicly, everyone's out there playing. The starters are there. You don't see any let up. I think once you get to games 6, 7, 7, and 8, then maybe the help that Pels would want, you can't count on, which is why I think this back-to-back is so important. Take care of these two games, because right now, if you're going to get help, it's going to be right now, right? I think once the weekend comes, yeesh.
And that's the thing about Memphis next week. I want to say they're playing in Toronto and Boston.
Mm-hmm.
In the last, I know Jordan can pull the schedule up, but is Toronto and Boston really going to play everybody in the last two games?
Right.
Which is why, you know, that's what we were talking about in the beginning. So, yeah, look, yesterday, the last couple of days have been a blast. And I saw a tweet, and I agree. I mean, this is the NBA's version of March Madness.
Yeah.
I mean, you got games going on all day long. You got buzzer beaters. It's fantastic stuff. And these games count. I mean, these games, for the most part, these games mean something to a lot of these teams that are playing. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm just really glad we're in the mix. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be awesome. Day basketball. Who can beat that? I mean, I know you guys aren't going to be doing the show, but you're going to be locked in tomorrow in the middle of the day. So if things shake out today, hopefully we get a little help and you take care of your business tomorrow, against Sacramento. We're going to be right there by the end, like by 3 o'clock tomorrow. If things shake out,
I want to wrap up with this. Normally, you say turnovers is a key. I feel tomorrow you, JD, and Daniel will talk about who is going to be in the best shape, because I get a sense and feel tomorrow you're going to have to hold your breath, because the pace of that game, I think, tomorrow is going to be insane.
Look, now Sacramento, you talk about desperate. And, you know, Daniel and I were talking about, Daniel Salerson and I were talking about it actually late in that game. Because, of course, I'm pulling for Dallas. But it would not have been the end of the world if Sacramento would have won, because you play Sacramento twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually go head-to-head with them. The tough thing about Portland is you don't play them. You only have one more crack at San Antonio. So that game you have to have. So, look, Sacramento, they are really, 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 really – in backs against the wall mode. They lose one more game and it's pretty much lights out. So you got to expect their best shot tomorrow, but we'll see how they respond, because like I said, it was game 7 yesterday for them and they expended a lot of energy. They went to overtime. So we'll see how they come back tomorrow. The Pels should be rested. I know they're practicing. Actually, they started practice a little while ago, but I wouldn't expect it to be anything too heavy. Just get some shots up, get up and down the floor a little bit, and get ready for tomorrow.
At NT Grass, the way to follow over on social media. And, of course, you can hear Todd, Daniel, and John DeShazer give you the call along with Caroline Gonzalez tomorrow right here on ESPN New Orleans, 12 o'clock pregame. And, of course, 12:30 tip time. All right, Todd, you got two games back-to-back, man. Go take a nap.
All right, no texting, Jordan, until 8 o'clock.
Please don't
tonight.
Text.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank
8
you.
O'clock.
8 o'clock.
I'll text you, but it won't be related to the game. How
no,
about that?
How about you just don't?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Don't even.
All right.
Just no. I don't need it even seeping in.
Y'all are a bunch of bullies.
Yeah, well, okay. Why don't you ask him how his Braves are doing, Todd? I mean, I brought it up with Tim Grubbs.
The amount
of injuries that the Braves has sustained in the first
week and a half of the season. Funny.
No, it's not. It's
honestly,
curse-like.
I've been watching baseball quite some time.
Yes, you have.
I've never seen a pitcher tear an Achilles cover first base.
There you go,
I've never
Jordan.
Seen it.
There you go.
Never.
There you go.
And that's terrible, because that's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Not just the National League.
How about my Cubbies? How about my Cubbies?
Yeah, Gus, whatever.
First and
that's
worst.
Where you should have just clicked
first
on the end
and
button
worst.
And we heard the boo-doo.
First on starters, last in the pen. That's a good combination. Thank you, Todd. We'll talk soon.
Goodbye.
There he goes, Ty Graffanini. And there goes the call. We come back, the Cajun Ninja. What do you want to talk with the Cajun Ninja about?
I guess since the Pelicans are at noon tomorrow, maybe if whoever doesn't have work tomorrow, they can, what should they cook up for the game?
Okay. Something in the game watch?
Yeah.
Lunch? Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that when we come back. Hour two is brought to you by Vinny's. Go by and check out the game there tomorrow if you'd like here as well. 3217 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie, the corner of 18th and Ridgely. You listen to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, their sails are in sight.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and Nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Alario Brothers has some of that too. Alario Brothers stocks shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season starts. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law, have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabert at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Bill George Jewelers in Thibodaux is the go-to destination for jewelry and gifts. They're family-owned and operated since 1905 with third-generation ownership. They pride themselves in personally satisfying every customer that comes in their door, no matter your budget. Check out their selection of engagement rings and baby jewelry. Interest-free financing is available. Custom designs and gift items are available by special order. Need watch or jewelry repair? It's Bill George Jewelers in Thibodaux. Like them on Facebook.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home. Even if you have zero computer experience, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Smithbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jordan's about that time, as we like to do here on Wednesdays. And you know what we're talking about here.
Everybody was kung fu.
Hey, he is the Cajun Ninja. He joins us to talk a little food, a little fun, a little light. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
Man, I am great. We've had some decent weather these last few days. You know, it's been hot, though. My house doesn't seem to want to cool off. But other than that, life is good.
Yeah, you know how it is. Either torrential downpour and you need to build an ark, or you're going to get steamed to death with humidity and heat. You know, it's kinda, I see why you stay indoors and cook a lot, though.
That's it.
I've added the fan. I went and bought a big old, you know, commercial grade fan to put next to the grill so I can, you know, not dehydrate while I'm out there grilling. Cooked some fillets yesterday for the wife's birthday, sir. But tomorrow, Pelicans are playing at noon. Jordan, you have a question for the Cajun Ninja. What do you got?
Yeah, so for everyone that's staying at home for the Pelicans game, mm-hmm. What do you recommend that they make for that noon o'clock, that 12 o'clock game?
Noon o'clock,
yeah,
huh?
I was choosing which one I should pick, and I just put them both together.
Blew both of them, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, like, you're talking about yesterday morning, start getting cooking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
if people are staying home and you got the time, then, yeah, I mean, you know, knock out something that may take a little bit of time, you know, like a good roast beef po' boy, you know? For me, I'm not going to lie, when it comes to sports, I like the classic sports food, like chicken wings, burgers, you know, and make sure you have a good bun on hand, because a good burger has a good bun. Most people don't realize this, but it's really not that good of a burger if the bun is not good. That is the first impression of a good burger.
That is so true. Because I always put on the oven top. Mm-hmm. I make sure to get like a pan. I put like some butter in there, and I make sure that
got to toast the bun.
You're a bun toaster. Yeah, but you have to put the butter on it.
So yes,
you have to
have the butter. I'm with
the
you.
Bread.
Yeah, on the bread.
Yes.
Makes it 10 times.
No, 100%. When I do it on the grill, absolutely. The very last thing you do when you put the cheese on top to let it melt. That's when the buns go in and gets that little toast feeling. You know, it's interesting you say that, because I was going to ask you, you know, lunch, are you a sandwich person or something of that nature? You know, I kind of think of like meals and pastas and things of that nature more of a dinner thing, which kind of led me to believe and think about, as you mentioned, a roast beef. I've never done one at home. As much as I love roast beef sandwiches, and everyone has a special place that they go, right? Whether it's a po' boy shop or it's a bar that does it one well. We all have our top 3-4 places like to go pick up po' boys. You know, I've never done it in 44 years. I've never made a roast beef sandwich.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Gus. You know, there's a lot of people who probably haven't done something of that nature in 44 years. And,
yeah.
You know, I think there's been a few things you've talked about here that you said you haven't done yet,
yeah,
when it comes to cooking.
Day
and that's why it's
kind
of good
it.
We have these little segments, because then you're able to tap into this world of flavors that you didn't know you were capable of. And roast beef po' boy is definitely one of them you need to do.
I think the main reason, Cajun Ninja, is because of the roast beef itself. I mean, I can obviously go get deli roast beef, throw it on there, but that's not a roast beef po' boy down here in the South, right? I mean, it's all about the beef itself and how long you got to cook it and marinate it and throw in the gravy and all those different things. So help me out here. Like, I can't just think, like, right now, right, I'm going to go make a roast beef po' boy. Like, how long do I have to prep to legitimately make a legit roast beef po' boy that's a couple of napkins messy?
Well, first, you got to be kind of daydreaming about it a week in advance.
There you go.
And once you're doing that, then you know you're on to something. But if you're just going to go to the deli and get slices of roast beef, don't even call it a po' boy. Just call it a hoagie.
A hoagie, you know? Exactly.
Just whatever they call it in other parts of the country. Now, for me, like, I take a good bit of time when I make a roast beef po' boy. You know, I like to sear. I take an Angus chuck roast. I season it up with some kosher salt and pepper, you know, kind of coat it in a light coat of flour. You know, and then sear it in a little bit of vegetable oil.
Mm.
And then once I get it browned up on both sides and I got them drippings in the pan, I'll remove it. And then I'll brown up some fresh onions and garlic and that to where it gets real soft and brown. And then from there, I actually throw in some water and a box of onion soup mix. That actually gives it some great flavor. And then I'll throw in a little bit of Worcestershire sauce and what I like, what's called actually pick a pepper sauce. I don't know if you ever heard of or seen pick a pepper sauce. It's probably a little similar to A1. It's got a little bit of a tanginess to it. Eating it right out the bottle, you'd probably be like, I don't know about this. But as it cooks down in with the roast, man, it's unbelievable flavor. And, you know, all that together cooked down with the fattiness of the roast creates a nice gravy. And it's just messy, man. And that's when you know it's legit. If it's all over your fingers, dripping down your elbow, you have yourself a roast beef po' boy.
I got you. So that's what I was going to ask you. So the gravy comes from all the condiments and the water that comes in it, and just basically the meat itself sweating out, right?
Correct, correct. And then, like, the fattiness will kind of add to consistency. And then also that flour that's been coated on the roast itself will probably help thicken it, too. You know, and if you've cooked it down for a couple hours and your gravy still seems to be thin, most people will get a little bit worried about that. But you just leave the lid off and let it simmer a little longer, and a lot of water will evaporate, and that gravy will thicken.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you. My next number one question is, again, as to why I've never done it probably, is the length. How long are we cooking the beef here?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I cook down the meat for about 2 hours, you know, on the stove. Now, if you are going to do it in, like, a crock pot, you're going to have to do it longer than that. But
right.
It can be done quicker on the stove, no lie. I mean, especially if you got, like, a coated cast iron pot or just a regular traditional cast iron pot that holds heat really well. You get it to kind of a boil, and then once you see it boiling, you cover it and lower to your lowest setting, and it will hold that low temperature for, you know, however long you cook it, and it will tenderize that beef within a couple hours, and it's really good.
Nice. All right, so let's say I want to do it tomorrow to watch the Pels game. Start at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Correct. I think you'd be all right. Maybe you probably 8 a.m., because I don't know how long it takes you to chop on. You probably got to get over crying and all everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't have the PR, you know, sort of way that you got it. You know, they're there 1 second as a whole onion, and the next thing you know, they're all diced up the way you do it. You know, it's magical. The other thing I want to touch on, Cajun Ninja, here is you join us each and every Wednesday to talk a little food, fun, and life. Chicken and sausage, anything. One of the videos I just saw up there, it's pasta, but chicken and sausage, those two right there, you can throw in anything, right? Whether it's egg rolls, pasta, any kind of dishes, those two ingredients can go with so many different dishes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But let me just touch on one thing first. I don't have PI either. It is paya.
Paya,
right? So
sorry.
Let's get that straight. And then second of all, you are right. You can take chicken and sausage and you can make gumbo. You can make pasta. You can make egg rolls. You can make a sauce pecan. You can make wedding cake. Whatever you want to call it. Chicken and sausage together is just a beautiful combination of flavors that seem to go very well. You know, so yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying there.
I know you're down there in the bayou, man. Have you ever had a chicken and sausage wedding cake?
This dude says, I know you down the bayou. Y'all call me from a LaRose phone number.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
And
I'm in Metairie. I'm just saying. I mean, I would be surprised that somebody would want, you know, I mean, a certain flavored cake. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all, you know?
Look, I'll tell you this much. In the amount of years I've spent on this good earth, I am willing to try whatever you throw in on a plate,
right.
You know, because there's been too many times that I've said, nah, that ain't going to work, and it did. Mm. So, hey, if somebody wants to make a chicken and sausage wedding cake, give me a slice.
I love that, man. Have you enjoyed the last 2 weeks as a wrap up with you, man, actually seeing live sports again? You got basketball on all day, soccer, the hockey. I mean, Jordan's barely paying attention to this segment. He's watching, what is it, Nashville and Arizona going at it right now. So, I mean, do you like the fact that live sports is back?
Yes, look, like I told you before, a little bit of something's better than a whole lot of nothing. I mean, of course, I cannot wait for a day that it gets back to where we were, but at least give me something. I'm getting so sick of watching the 2004 National Championship, and then they always seem to have to jump ahead due to time constraints. And I'm like, what time constraints? We got nothing else to do, you know, like, just let us watch the whole thing. But, yeah, please, give us live sports. I will take what I can get.
That is very, very true. Well, 10 games in the SEC for the LSU Tigers. Let's see what happens here coming up when the schedule finally gets released and finalized. We'll be talking about that soon, Cajun Ninja. As always, I enjoy chatting with you on Wednesday, sir, and maybe I will try that roast beef sandwich here real soon. I'll give it a go at it, man. Why don't you tell everybody goodbye for us?
You got it, man. Looking forward to it. Faith over fear. Hi-yah!
There he is, the Cajun Ninja. Jordan, have you ever done, has Papa Kleber, he likes to cook. Has he ever done a homemade roast beef?
My mom has.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I do that in a crock pot and stuff like that, roast and everything. I guess essentially, I don't know why I've never done it on a sandwich though.
Never, I mean, you did catch your first fish like a month ago. So.
That is very true. But I did catch it.
You did?
Yeah. Legitimately.
By yourself.
Yeah. You didn't like grab it and hand me the rod.
Nope.
I did it. Hour two is brought to you by Vittings. Go on by and check out the game tomorrow. Of course, it'll be right here on ESPN New Orleans because we are your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are ripoffs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app. Delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it. And a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order. So you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Work. School, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, the gym, to the airport to pick up loved ones, to the kids' soccer games, piano lessons, out for movie night, to hear your favorite band in the city, over to grandma and grandpa's house, and on last year's amazing road trip. Your vehicle takes you so many places. Protect it. When you leave your vehicle, remember to always take your keys or key fob with you and lock the doors. If you suspect auto theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm. Help at fundraisers. Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
They're underway over in Orlando. Utah and Memphis knotted up at 14, 4 minutes and some change left in the first quarter there. Of course, we want Utah to win in that game. And Coach Sean Payton, top of the 12 o'clock hour, a little after that, met with local media. We played a bunch of his thoughts on really Hotel de Lee, which is what I'm calling it, or St. Elsewhere. Is what somebody else came up with, and then you put a name generator app on the computer, and you came up with what? You forgot already.
Dome side.
Dome side.
That was my name generator that I came up with.
Sure it was.
And then Chip said that I could use this one over on Twitter. Peyton's penthouse.
Peyton's penthouse. Sean Payton saying he and Mickey Loomis were the ones that kind of originated the thought and the idea. Thought it was interesting that he also did suggest that he could envision, if it's not even his team or others, come the postseason. Saying that obviously it's too important at that time of the year, playoff game, and much less, say, a team that's going to the Super Bowl where they wouldn't want to quarantine themselves. So there's Sean Payton kind of saying right there that if you're a team that's going in the playoffs, he could probably see this happening again. Right? Thomas Morstead saying earlier as well today that he's going to be one of those players that's going to be going in and out. Sean Payton saying it's not mandatory, but it's there for everybody. And it's not just for the players. It's equipment staff, medical trainers, coaches staff, the works. Also, Coach Payton this morning talking about, of course, the football side of things. You got to ramp some things up. He kind of detailed what's going on right now. Meetings, a walkthrough in the afternoon. It's no legit practice just yet. One of the newest players to the team, of course, is quarterback Jameis Winston. Had this to say about Jameis.
Look, he's been in what we're doing meeting-wise, walkthrough-wise, lifting, and we're out on the field during the walkthroughs. And so just like everyone else, he's in good shape. He's lean, lost weight, he's lean. He's a guy he's not afraid to work. And, so he's doing well. He's fit in well. Again, we're just into this thing now. All last week we were COVID testing. So he COVID tested well last week too.
I like that. Head coach Sean Payton was asked, is there enough time to evaluate what Winston can do? Again, no preseason games for him to get out there and work out the kinks and learn the playbook.
Well, we've got to find a way to do that. I think you're going to see we've got enough padded practices, and we're going to find a way to get the reps we need and prepare our team as best we can. I think Bill said it the other day. Similar to what colleges have done for years, and I coached in college. You had scrimmages. You didn't get the luxury of playing preseason games. So the overall cut down to your 53 will present some challenges because, look, each year there's something that takes place in a preseason game where a guy steps up maybe and does something unique that all of a sudden gets him on a team, and so there'll be a little bit more pressure on the down-the-line guys, the younger guys that are trying to find a spot, and yet hopefully we can provide them those opportunities so that they don't go unnoticed.
There you go, Jordan. Remember, I've been mentioning that look, I mean, you're probably just going to use some sort of a college model, and you're going to go back to remembering that and what it was like. So, Coach Payton, they're saying it. Yeah, look, it's what you do in college. You don't get any games beforehand, before week number one. Final bites here before we wrap up hour number two, which is brought to you by Vinny's. Drew Brees. We played what he had to say over the weekend back on Saturday. He's been working on his arm strength. 60-yard throws, Jordan's what he's been trying to work on. 60-yard throws. Why? What the face? You don't think he can make a 60-yard throw?
No, I believe him.
Uh-huh.
What was his longest of the season?
It doesn't matter. He's working on it.
I think his longest was like 30.
Coach Payton on Drew working on that arm strength.
Well, look, our numbers down the field are still strong. His numbers down the field are strong. And I think every year, he's that type of player that is constantly looking for little ways to improve. He's throwing the ball with great accuracy, timing. I'm sure he's looking at, as he looks at the season, and it might be a particular three plays or five plays, but it's constantly working on an area that he sees possibly where he can improve. I don't know that there was this consensus coming off of one season. I think gradually where he's at, you're combating that age and you're combating some of the challenges both physically and then mentally. I'm anxious to see as we get into these practices some of the things always that, he's worked on. Tom does a great job, Tom House out in California, and Drew's very committed to every detail that he can cover. But I think, numbers-wise, I feel like, we as an offense are still getting the ball into the spots we need to down the field relative to opportunities for the receivers or tight ends. And you know, he's been someone who's been very good down the field in pass completions or yards, explosive plays that way.
Head coach Sean Payton there on Drew Brees working on that arm strength. Hour two was brought to you by Vinny's. In hour number three, where we come back here, Robert Emmett from Golf Tech will talk about tomorrow's round one of the first major of the golf season. Ready to go, Ollie Cosell at 2:15 and Daniel Salerson at 2:45. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Tired of the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Omaha. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Omaha.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle,
they want it.
And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLR.